Alright, time for another DraftPhysics.com video presentation. Alright, so we're going to go through some of the simple thought experiments. Just because of... whatever. This. Yeah, I'll show it for a bit. So this Disbar guy, he has his new channel. He's finally made a video, okay, months after he promised. But anyway, and he's kind of forgotten the agenda. He was supposed to do a bunch of debunking of the basic arguments, the elemental physics being argued. He would actually address questions that I've been asking for 2 years, and he'd actually get to some of this somewhere, blah, 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 blah. So there's no evidence that's going to happen. But anyway, and there's every evidence he's just a troll, okay? He's associating himself with people who are guilty of preposterous lying. I mean, just every video, every statement, every comment is premised with a bunch of nonsense and lies, accusations about personal conduct in their personal life that are just nonsense. Should I just say the word pedophile? Look at this guy. Should I just say it just to associate him with it? You know, that's the kind of game he apparently wants to play. All right, and he's just pretending he cares about physics and science and some sort of truth. No, I don't think so. So anyway, so we'll go through three of the simple little arguments. So I would argue that the entire reason one half mv squared exists is because physics doesn't understand gravity. All right, like the Johnny Walkers of the world, they think that it doesn't matter, okay, what Galileo discovered, that you're only in gravity, you fall a certain distance in a certain amount of time. And in the first unit of time, you fall 1 unit of distance. In the second unit of time, you fall 3 units of distance. And that's 5 units, and that's 7 units. This is the what gravity does. And they think that in each one of these units of gravity, you gain more energy. So each one is equal in terms of how much energy you gain. I drew that a little sloppy. You can see that's not a perfect drawing, Gary. All right. So in each unit of distance, you're gaining the same amount of energy. Is there 4? 1? 2? No, there isn't 4. Technical difficulties, they are a part of reality. See, he wants to do experiments. Now, we've already found from through the Brozo experience and my own personal experience that experiments are difficult. Even though they seem really simple, there's all kinds of little variables that screw things up when you're trying to work with different masses. It's hard to equalize them. It's hard to make them completely equal in all respects except the respect you're trying to measure. And so your results come out shitty. Okay, it's just a fact. It's a little more, it's a little technically more demanding than we all think, this idea of just dropping shit or just doing these simple experiments. But again, so this is the argument. So they don't, unlike my theory, okay, the simple MV theory, the one Newton had and the one Galileo had and the one Descartes had, and let's understand he's responded. So I'd like him to respond to the fact that for 120 years, they believed in MV squared. And they thought they had proven it. And then in 1840 or so, they decided to stick a half in front of it. A complete change, obviously, in the answer. A huge, gigantic change. 120, if that was their answer, it's now 60. A gigantic difference. All right. And that doesn't mean anything to you? I mean, seriously, I'm supposed to have a serious conversation with people who won't even concede. That looks like pretty bad science. You proved this, and then you established this as the truth. An answer completely different. You just established it one day and said all those proofs were rubbish. Whoops, we made a mistake. You don't even explain how they were a mistake. You don't explain how the clay experiment was a mistake, how the sand experiments weren't a mistake. You don't explain any of it. You don't account for any of it. None of it. I mean, I could go back even further and I could say the MV squared in the first place was invented by a guy who overtly said your physics is too anti-God. It's too atheist. Is that a good starting point scientifically? He had no evidence. He had no physical experiments. He gave you no rational thought experiments and just told you that this was the truth. And, well, obviously, I could argue nobody fell for it. Why didn't anybody fall for it? Anyway. All right, so but this is it. This is the reason the guy suggested this MV squared thing was because he believed every unit of distance was exactly the same, even though Galileo is basically telling you, nope, it's a different amount of time. Okay, so, and it's about how much time you're in the gravity. Change how much time you're in the gravity, you change how much gravity you're affected by. So I've given the simple, the most obvious of, you know, thought experiments that really are, they've already done these things. I mean, I've already pointed out NASA overtly tells you, yeah, we basically just use the Newton stuff. All right, now it's just the simple little flyby argument. You fly by a gravity well. You fly by it slowly, you crash. You fly by it quickly, you barely get even moved. So the less time you're in this, so we'll just call this the gravity. So just draw this and explain how it works. Because if I'm gaining more and more energy by being exposed to this force, the force is the same, you're saying. Doesn't matter how much time I'm in it, just matters that I travel through it, then this velocity should increase if I don't bend. If I don't bend, this velocity has to increase. It doesn't increase. All right. Okay. And if I am bent, isn't that just clearly proving it's about how slowly I'm traveling? I'm in the gravity a longer amount of time. Therefore, I get pushed by it more and I fall into the earth. So it's clearly, okay, it takes less work. Okay, just invert this 1-3 thing. Well, lifting off is the same thing. The one is here, okay? The one unit of time, the rocket takes off slowly, and then it builds, it gains velocity. And as it gains velocity, it's fighting less and less gravity per inch because it's going faster into it. So this amount of gravity is exactly the same as this amount of gravity. So this little tiny distance is the same as this big giant distance in terms of how much energy you need to travel that distance. And that all you've done is double the amount. So if I do this, okay, versus just this one unit, if I just did the one unit, okay, versus this unit, this distance, I only use twice as much energy here, twice as much energy. Because it's only twice as much time fighting the stream, fighting the thing, the force that's against me. I'm only fighting the force twice as long. Even though it's four times difference in the distance, it's only twice as much work to fight to get to this four times higher. Draw this. Is this too complicated for you to explain and draw? This diagram is too much. So this is too much for you. This is too much. This simple explanation that yes, you're in the gravity, just a little tiny distance, a lot of work, a lot of time in the gravity, less time in the gravity, less work. Because that's the truth. That's how it actually works. It doesn't do 1/2 mv². It just does mv. Twice the amount of time, twice the amount of work, four times the distance because as you go faster, you're in it less time. You're gaining more miles per hour. Okay, per unit of fuel. All right, so argument one, they won't deal with, they won't talk about it, they won't explain it, they won't argue it, they won't talk about Leibniz, they won't talk about the bullshit in 1700 experiments that were proven wrong by this 1/2 they stuck in front of it. No. They just play this stupid game. All right. So we'll go to another example. All right, so the next argument, another simple argument, okay, Galilean again, basically. But let's say Newton, Descartes, and maybe Galileo all believed in conservation of energy, and that had an implication, which then turned into sort of Newton's third law, which basically said equal and opposite reactions, actions. So if you do a yin, you have to have a yang somewhere. I would argue that this was sort of a misunderstanding. There's not some counterforce that shows up to stop a force. It's just that somebody can't have money unless they take it from somewhere. That the money doesn't grow on a tree somewhere. The money is in the environment, and you have to basically steal it. If you have apples, you stole them from some tree somewhere. Okay, if you didn't have apples one day and you have apples the next day, you took them, okay? And by taking them, you made somebody else have less apples. That's how energy works. It moves through the environment, and when you take it from somebody, you make them poorer to make you richer. So the third law should be modified to more encompass the concept, which is there isn't some counter force that makes somebody poorer when you take their money. They're already poorer when you took it. Okay, and so illustrating that point, okay, another thought experiment. So it just has to do with, do you have any reverence? Is Newton's third law real or is it fake? Can you have the guts to just take a stand? You're saying basically it's not a real law, that you don't have to have this amount of apples in the universe. You can just make up new apples anytime you want. All right, and a simple example is this gun example. So I mean, I could do just the guns, okay? I put a gun, a solid gun, solid barrel, and I put it inside another gun that weighs exactly the same, okay? So the one gun's inside the other gun, and I just put the standard bullet charge there. What I'm going to get is energy going this way, maybe 2 joules worth, and I'll get 2 joules worth of energy going this way. Okay. Now, if I put the bullet in this gun, all of a sudden, I have 2,000 joules going this way, and only 2 joules going this way. So I have 2,002 total apples. Here, I only have 4 total apples coming out of exactly the same explosion. And there's no explanation that, oh, there's 2,000 joules of extra heat, or there's 2,000... No, they don't have any of that. They don't have any evidence to demonstrate that's the truth. So you could do this in a rocket ship. And, you know, the rocket ship is basically going to tell you, you have to move me with real energy, okay? You can't move me with anything fake and phony. It's got to be real, okay, pushing forces. So what's the argument? I fire the gun inside the spaceship, okay? And let's just say for the purpose of the argument, I fire it one way where the gun can leave and one way where the bullet leaves. All right, if I try to do it with both of them, obviously I'm not connected to either one, so I can't really measure the force or the energy. So one of them has to stay, theoretically, in the ship. But their theory is that if I do this experiment, if I shoot the 2 liters, okay, of mass, two liters of Coke or whatever, right, 2 kilograms, or is it 4? It doesn't really matter. Let's just say 2 kilograms here and 0.1 grams here, okay, and I shoot these things out with the same energy, the gun, the explosive, you're saying that there's 2,000 joules of energy here and only 2 joules of energy here. So Newton's law would basically say clearly the spaceship has to radically turn this way because you've given so much energy that way. Where's the equal and opposite reaction? It has to happen. So you have a tremendous amount of turning power, you know, and the ship just radically turns this way. Okay, is that your argument? Do you think that happens? Do you think that's what happens, okay, in reality? Do you? Okay, again, I mean, it's illogical. It's clearly, it doesn't happen. It's clearly not the truth. that the momentum is what's going to turn the ship, and it's exactly the same. Momentum is all that matters. The MV is all that matters. How much mass and how much velocity? That's the thrust that moves spaceships. Those are the real apples. That's the real economy. That's the real money in the real universe's economy, is just this. This is energy. Okay, there is no other energy. It's just masses and it's just velocity, and that's all there is in the universe. That's all that makes it go. And if you're going to argue for something else, then you have to explain the bizarreness it creates. And now we'll get to the really bizarre part, which is, if you believe the spaceship turns, the bullet has actually more energy, and you have to account for it. It has to come out of the this way somewhere. The equal and opposite reaction has to be somewhere. If you actually believe that, you have to explain. You can't just keep evading the truth that you don't believe in Newton's third law and you believe you can make energy. Just make small things go fast and you make extra energy. Argument number, is that again too much to draw? Is that too much for you to conceptually hold in your hand? You could just hold it in your hand and say, well, this is a bullet and this is the gun. Okay, and when I fire the gun, the bullet has 2,000 joules and the gun only has 2. Therefore, Newton's third law is a pile of shit. That's the video you should make. Okay, and you can explain how that really works. How you can make that free 2,000 joules. All right, the third argument is the lever argument. Okay, so I've been going over this for at least a year. And it's just so simple that my simple argument is that levers merely convert momentums, and that's all they can do, and it's an equal amount of energy. So even, you know, you, when you push a lever here and you move it a great deal of distance because we've put the fulcrum here, let's say the center of the lever, I mean the moving point, you know, the point that's going to inverse the energy from one side to the other. that you can do a big movement here, okay, at a high velocity, and you can create a lot of torque or pressure here with a very small amount. So it's the same thing as just saying I put a heavy mass here that moves a very little, and I can put a very light mass over here and it'll move a lot of velocity. Alright, so I did the experiment and showed it in, I think, a very clever way, in the sense that I used magnets, okay, so they would dangle and they wouldn't rotate. So as the lever changes its position, the masses are always staying vertical to gravity, so there's no conversion of any of the motion into rotational energy. So I thought it was a nice experiment, and I did a 4-to-1 ratio. Okay, so you had 4 times the distance here, and for 1 unit of distance there. So you're getting a doubling. No, 4 times the energy. So there's 4 times the joules of energy on this side of the lever in terms of its motion than there is on this side. Now, obviously, the rest of the lever is here. Okay, and this end doesn't have any mass on it. So the masses themselves in space just moving, this one would have 4 times the energy that this other side had. Indicating clearly, oh, this might be a free energy device, because I just initiate this action and I create 4 times the energy as the response. So again, once again, Newton's laws, forget about it. There's no Newton's third law. It doesn't work. It doesn't make any sense according to these people. So you just have this simple idea that the 4 times the distance, okay, is going to mean 4 times the motion in the same amount of time. The lever can't bend or cheat. So whatever amount of time it takes to go this little distance, this one did the same distance in 4 times, you know, 4 times the distance in the same amount of time. Okay, and the rest of it just has to do with the mass ratios. Okay, so I have 4 times the mass here, moving, okay, 1/4 of the distance. So you just do 4 times 1/4. Or you do one times four. Right? No. Well, whatever. You do, yeah, it's one mass and you do a whole distance. Right. So it's a one. It's one. One, one. It equals. It's the same thing happening over here that's happening over here energy-wise, and you can't change it. It's a lever. It's not a free energy device. You can't sit there and drop something here and get four times the energy here. You can't do that. Four times the lifting energy. It's clearly what the lever's doing. It's clearly been videoed. You can't deny it. So anyway, I put it into full oscillation. So it was odd. The lever's oscillating. And the simple argument is that it's just a fact that if I stick my finger here to stop it from oscillating, so it's moving this way, and I stick my finger there, right, I get 1 joule of energy. And if I do the same thing on the other side, stick my finger here to stop the motion up, okay, right at this point, the maximum velocity, right, it swung down and now it's swinging back up. I put my finger there. I have the one mass here moving at four times the velocity. I'm going to end up with four times the joules of energy here. So if this side hits my finger with 50 pounds, this one hits with 200. If it's 100, it's 400. Draw the lever and explain how it works some other way. Explain how that can happen, that it's actually possible that I stop this thing from moving and I'm going to gain all of this energy. Now again, the lever doesn't matter because its mass is equal on both sides. So it's negated. It has no function. Same mass on one side, same mass on the other side. We're talking about where the masses are placed on the lever. So that's the only thing that's different. The lever's just saying 50-50 and when it's oscillating. These two things are the only other things oscillating in the experiment. So the four mass versus the one mass. And all you're doing is saying, when I test those masses moving, you're actually going to say there's four times as much energy here as there is here, even though it's oscillating perfectly. Even though every time gravity moves this one down, okay, it's using that down energy to make this energy go up, and vice versa. But the energy is just moving through the medium of the lever. One side has the energy to fly against gravity, then the other side has the energy to fly up against gravity. So you're just watching the experiment. You're watching the energy move from this side, being subtracted from this side, and being added to the other side. Potential to kinetic, but not kinetic in the sense of 1/2 mv squared, right? What this is all rubbish. Momentum. So draw a lever and explain how the energy moves. Explain how it goes from this side to this side, and Newton's laws don't matter. That's your challenge. You don't have to do experiments. You don't have to do anything. Just explain what is physically observed. So I think we'll call that a video. So I'm really not going to interact. If he's going to mention Farley and the Walker guy and all these other liars, forget it. Okay, that's just too insulting. All right, that's like, again, somebody who, you know, raped your wife or something, and I'm going to talk about what a great guy he was. I mean, fuck you if you can't do better than that in a physics argument. Fuckhead. I mean, if you're that stupid, all right, to think that these are credible characters just doing honest debunks, then you're too fucking stupid. Okay. Way too stupid. All right. So, till the next time and such. This has been a draftphysics.com debate physics also. But again, are you going to bring any debate to the, you know, to the floor here? Are you going to actually compose an actual argument that has some sort of integrity in terms of responding to what I've actually said? what I actually just presented to you. Three simple little thought experiments, all right, that you should be able to explain and dissect. And of course, I added the fourth argument, which is the ludicrous history of the equation. It's a ludicrously silly history. Ludicrously incredible. Nonsensically, preposterously contradictory. Oh, we've proven it. Well, we've reproven it. Well, we reproved it on our reprovement. It's so bad as science. And you won't even concede that argument that it's rubbish as science. It has no scientific integrity. There's no integrity to a science that changes its answer by 50% for no explained reason. We proved it, but then we changed our minds and proved it again. Oh, come on. Just how unreasonable are you going to prove yourself to be? Fuckers. Jesus, I can't believe how low, okay, the integrity of the average human is. It's just such a low bar. All right, till the next time, and such and so forth.